If we go on to the story after this in the gospel, it's a story of, you know, that the apostles were out on the sea and they were fishing and a great storm came up. And they would be tossing here and there, and behold, then all of a sudden they saw Jesus. And one of the apostles said, you know, Jesus, can I come to you? And he said, come. And so he began and started walking on the water to Jesus. But as he was getting there, his faith started to dwindle. And so he began to sink. And so Jesus reached out his hand and pulled him up. And the thing because of that, you know, that very often that the church in the early centuries was called, you know, sort of the ship of Jesus or the bark of Peter. And basically it was sort of this whole idea that in the midst of all the troubles and tribulations, like the turbulent water and sea, that Jesus brings peace and comfort and saves us. Beginning this week, as Christians, we are called to call upon, as sort of Paul reminds us in the second reading, to call for unity, to call for oneness, to remind ourselves, you know, that we are all, as Christians, children of God, brothers and sisters with Jesus, and Jesus wants us to work together. Not as Catholics, not as Lutherans, Methodists, or Protestants, but as followers of Jesus. It says, you know, we are not, I am Catholic, I am Jew, I am Methodist, I am Lutheran, I am Presbyterian, I am Anglican. It is, I am of Christ. And Francis, you know, in one of his latest writings, has basically reminded us that, you know, that we are sort of, you know, all together. And it's sort of, you know, we're very much like the ship, that we have been given each an oar. And the thing is that when we sit there and use the oars together, we make great progress. We advance. But if we take those oars and start using them of weapons to sit there and batter one another or to work against one another, it brings chaos and division. And that's sometimes what Christianity has done. You know, that even in the midst of, you know, the early church, and now we have so much division. You know, with the death of Benedict not too long ago, it was very interesting, the news reports that came out upon, you know, like the followers of Benedict and the followers of Francis, and that how they saw their vision of church very differently. One more traditional, one a little bit more progressive. And basically, you know, that there was even, you know, some who were trying to do away with Francis to bring about a more conservative pope the next one around. And I think, you know, we see that. We see even the division here in our own country about whether you are Republican or Democrat. Yeah, I know coming over here, you know, just on the other side of 635 as we turn to come towards the church, there's a sign. It says, if you voted for Biden, you cannot call yourself Catholic. Well, you know, I and some people I know voted for Biden. And we called ourselves Catholic. And I can understand that. You know, probably the thinking of the individual is, because in the Democratic Party considers itself a lot of times pro-choice, even though the representatives may not always hold that teaching, that because of that, you know, they are to be condemned. And so a lot of Republicans condemn Democrats because they support pro-choice and are not necessarily completely 100% pro-life. But yet a lot of Democrats, you know, they look upon the Republicans and say, well, you know, the Republicans aren't so great in following the social teachings of Jesus when it comes to the poor, when it comes to the stranger, when it comes to the outcast, when it comes to the needy. And so maybe, you know, that they are the ones to be condemned of not following Christ. And so we have this division. The thing is that we are one. And we are called by Christ to work together. And so in this week we get of prayer for Christian unity, we sort of remember our similarities and sort of overcome our differences. And that's the way it really should be. You know, rather than sitting there and focusing on, you know, what's different, to sit there and for each of us, each faith, to look and say, what can I offer? Because, you know, we're all on our journey. We're all on our trip of trying to get to heaven. And the thing is that each one of these religions offers us an avenue, a way to get to heaven, a way to follow. And so we sort of have to choose what is best for us. And hopefully it's not one in which we sit there and have to criticize, condemn, put down everybody else who's not like us, but one who basically who can see the ways in which we are all one. We are all followers of Christ, the same Jesus. And even though we may put emphasis upon different aspects of the gospel or of his teachings, we are all bound by that one following. And yes, there is division, that we are sort of sometimes like the children, you know, brothers and sisters in a family are always fighting and never seem to be getting along. But hopefully, you know, the unity of the family can sit there and overcome that, and we can still get together, especially when things are hard and difficult, that we can pull together and overcome our differences and work for the unity of the family. And we are also torn. We are torn in the sense that we all believe in the Last Supper and the Eucharist. True, as Catholics, our belief may be quite different than that of Protestants. Yet, you know, all Protestant sects believe somewhat in the Last Supper, of Jesus taking bread and wine, of breaking it and giving it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat. This is my body. This is my blood. This is what makes us one. That we sit and we believe in the Eucharist. We believe in Jesus becoming present to us and being with us. And the most importantly, that we are family. We are all one together, brothers and sisters, in the same faith. Yes, we have our differences, but those differences can be overcome. We also are beginning at this time the celebration of the Chinese New Year. And the Chinese have a saying, one family under God, one family over all the earth. And one of the great things that the Chinese celebrate is family unity. And so too, you know, it's something that we need to celebrate. Our oneness, our unity, what draws us, what brings us to heaven, to Jesus, that makes our faith something living in our life. And so in this coming week, let us think and pray and ask God's blessing upon our fellow Catholics, who sometimes we differ and disagree, our fellow brothers and sisters who are Christian but are Protestant, and for those who basically maybe are Jewish, or follow God in a different name or different form. For truly, are we all seeking the same thing? To become one with a heavenly power so that all day we can join together as one family in the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.